This is Akashvani Shillong, the Northeast News Bulletin, read by Miranda Blah. The headlines: Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Dr. Indrahang Suba, meets Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, and requested for establishment of a regional office of the Food Corporation of India, FCI, in Sikkim. In protest against the recent demonstrations at the Indian visa office in Bangladesh and the threats to occupy India's seven sister states, the youth wing of Tipra Motha Youth Tipra Federation joined a protest in Agartala. Government of India reaffirms its commitment to strengthening community radio stations in Sikkim. The Women's Studies Center in Manipur University organized a one-day national seminar hybrid mode on women, conflict and society at the Department of Sociology, Manipur University. Now the news in detail. Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Dr. Indrahang Suba, who meets Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, requested for establishment of a regional office of the Food Corporation of India in Sikkim. At present, Sikkim is looked after by the Kolkata regional office. Suba highlighted the unique geographical and logistical challenges faced by the Himalayan state of Sikkim, which make food procurement, storage, transportation and distribution particularly demanding. Suba added, absence of the FCI regional office in the state often leads to operational delays and coordination issues affecting the efficient implementation of food security schemes and the public distribution system. In protest against the recent demonstration at the Indian visa office in Bangladesh and the threats to occupy India's seven sister states, the youth wing of Tipra Motha Youth Tipra Federation joined a protest in Agartala yesterday. The organization staged a road blockade and held a protest program in the Agartala Circuit House area. YTF leaders stated that the recent threat issued by Bangladeshi leader Hasnat Abdullah to separate Northeast India from the rest of the country is extremely unfortunate and provocative. They said that such remarks are not only harmful for bilateral relations between the two countries, but also pose a serious threat to regional peace and stability. Government of India reaffirms its commitment to strengthening community radio stations in Sikkim. Replying to a question by Rajya Sabha MP from Sikkim, Dorji Tresing Lepcha, Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, Dr. L. Murugan, said that one application from Sikkim was received under the Supporting Community Radio Movement in India scheme in the last 5 years, and it has been sanctioned. The scheme provides financial support for establishing, repairing and upgrading community radio stations, along with capacity building measures such as workshops, webinars and stakeholder sammelans. As part of these efforts, a workshop was conducted in Gangtok in November 2024 and a regional sammelan of East Zone States was held in Guwahati in December 2025. The Women's Studies Center in Manipur University yesterday organized a one-day national seminar hybrid mode on women, conflict and society at the Department of Sociology, Manipur University. The seminar aimed to generate critical academic dialogue on the multifaceted intersection between gender, conflict, violence, resilience and social transformation, with particular emphasis on Northeast India and Manipur. The seminar focused on women's role in peace building, displacement, poverty, labor participation, patriarchy and digital financial risks in Manipur. While the online mode session brought together scholars from different regions of India to deliberate on feminist theory, social media discourse, inheritance rights, livelihood disruptions and empowerment narratives. Nagaland's Chief Minister Nephew Rio yesterday convened the third meeting of the High-Level Task Force on Handloom and Handicrafts on the Northeast region to review the final draft report of the sector. In a social media post, Mr. Rio noted steady progress since the first meeting in July and the second session held in September. Union Minister for Development of Northeastern Region Jyotir Aditya M. Sindhya also participated virtually in the meeting. He said discussions focus on skill upgradation, quality certification, sustainable fibers and dyes, e-commerce-driven market access and cluster-based development to ensure holistic and sustainable growth of the sector. The meeting was also attended by Assam's Cabinet Minister for Sport, Nandita Garlosa, Mizoram's Minister of State for Commerce and Industry, F. Roding Liana, senior officials from Manipur government and the Ministry of Textiles. Tripura Governor Indra Sena Reddy Nallu has stressed the importance of ensuring that people living in the state's border villages receive all basic civic facilities on par with other areas. As part of this initiative, the governor on Thursday visited several border villages and border areas under the Boknsa Nagar block of Sepahijala district. During the visit, the governor reviewed whether essential services such as Aadhaar cards for children, government housing, electricity, drinking water, health insurance, Abha cards, education and services provided by Anganwadi centres were reaching residents of the border villages effectively. As part of the Prasashan Gaon Ke Or initiative, the first ever District Magistrate Janata Darbar was held yesterday at the Khowai Zila Parishad ground in Tripura. The program provided a platform for people from across the district to directly interact with the District Magistrate regarding their grievances, problems, employment-related issues and other concerns. DM of Khowai District Rajat Panth, Additional District Magistrate Abhay Dadnanda Baidya, along with senior officials from all departments of the Khowai and Telia Maru subdivisions, were present at the Janata Darbar. Members of the public submitted their complaints and demands through a registration process and presented their issues directly before the district magistrate. Arunachal Pradesh Chief Minister Pema Khandu reviewed the progress of 11.5-kilometre road Itanagar-Bandar-Dewa Package B, National Highway 415, in a meeting at Itanagar yesterday. Delays and poor execution of the road have caused avoidable public hardships, especially during the monsoon. In a social media post, Khandu informed instructions have been issued to make the road safe, full trafficable and fit for uninterrupted vehicular movement within this winter to avoid any inconvenience to the public. He further said this critical road will now move forward with urgency, accountability and a people-first approach. The Meghalaya Legislative Assembly yesterday organised a pre-Christmas prayer service and celebration at the new Meghalaya Legislative Assembly premises, Mau Diang Diang, New Shillong. The programme was attended by Chief Minister Sri Conrad K. Sangma, Speaker of Meghalaya Legislative Assembly Thomas A. Sangma, Honourable Deputy Speaker Sri Limisan D. Sangma, Deputy Chief Minister Sri Snyabha Langdhar, Sri Andrew Simons, Commissioner and Secretary Meghalaya Legislative Assembly Sri Malthus S. Sangma, Secretary Meghalaya Legislative Assembly, along with officers and staff of the Assembly Secretariat. Neil Vimal Kumar, Speaker and Ministry Director, Life Focus Society, Chennai, shared the Christmas message and offered prayers on the occasion. Chief Minister of Tripura, Dr. Manik Saha, yesterday said that the Tripura Film and Television Institute will not only open new avenues for the state's talented youth, but will also create fresh employment opportunities for the younger generation. He added that the institute will play a significant role in showcasing Tripura's rich cultural heritage to a global audience through the silver screen. The Chief Minister was speaking after inaugurating the certificate distribution ceremony for pass-out students of the Tripura Film and Television Institute and graded artists at Rabindranath Sata Barshiki Bhavan in Agartala. Dr. Saha said that with the establishment of the Tripura Film and Television Institute, the cultural and artistic landscape of the state has become more vibrant. The three-day-long 18-state Level Orange Festival concluded yesterday at Tamenglong district of Manipur. The closing ceremony of the festival was held at Mini Stadium of Tamenglong, in which Manipur Chief Secretary Dr. Puneet Kumar Goyal graced as chief guest. The state-level orange festival is held annually in an aim to promote the GI-tagged Tamenglong orange and encourage the orange growers of the district. Various events, including competition among orange growers, traditional dance and music, water and indigenous games, cave expeditions, seminars and others were held during the three-day festival. Addressing the gathering in the closing ceremony, Manipur Chief Secretary said that orange growers of Tamenglong district need to use technology to enhance production capacity of the Tamenglong orange. He said that 350 orange growers of the district have been identified for adopting organic farming in orange production. And before we close the headlines once again, Lok Sabha MP from Sikkim, Dr. Indra Hang Subba, meets Union Minister of Consumer Affairs, Food and Public Distribution, Prahlad Joshi, and requested for establishment of a regional office of the Food Security Corporation of India, FCI, in Sikkim. In protest against the recent demonstrations of the Indian visa office in Bangladesh and the threats to occupy India's seven sister states, the youth wing of Tipra Morcha Youth Tipra Federation joined a protest in Agartala. Government of India reaffirms its commitment to strengthening community radio stations in Sikkim. The Women's Studies Center in Manipur University organized a one-day national seminar, Hybrid Mode on Women, Conflict and Society, at the Department of Sociology, Manipur University. And with that, we end the Northeast News Bulletin, which came to you from the Shillong station of Akashvani. Have a nice day.